Go.
Pals Podcast is a podcast for pals. Pals Podcast. Jump on my butt. Pals Podcast. It's a podcast for pals. It's a motherfucking podcast going right up your ass. Pals Podcast. Ow,
damn! Haha, all right.
Oh, hello, pal.
Hello, pals. Now we're multiple pals today.
Hey, pal.
Yeah, our newsman actually decided to show up instead of sitting like a big lump at the on the couch downstairs.
Newsman. News. It's fucking newsman. Time for
That's
news.
Me.
Hey, Ogle.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so we're here for another classic, slightly intoxicated episode, yes?
Slightly. It's not like...
Keen's pretty sober. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, Keen, why don't you be a real man and have a couple drinks?
Maybe I will, Spay.
Oh, why don't you just be...
Witty and pretty.
Why don't you just be a giant poos-poos-punane and not drink then?
Yeah, hey, that's fine. Ogle, here, take over this intro for a while.
Okay. Yeah. Good peer pressure, Spay.
Hey, what is Keen drinking? Is it a 40? Is it a Mickey's Big Mouth?
No, it's a... he's going to have a bomber.
What the fuck is a bomber?
It's a 22-ounce bottle.
Oh. I like
he doesn't bombs. Seem too excited about the flavor of the bomber, though.
Is he making a Keen face? Like, yeah.
He definitely gave a pretty classic Keen.
Yeah, classic baby Keen. Never wanting to drink enough as everyone else, but always wanting to point out when other people aren't drinking.
Exactly.
What a little
could not have been more well stated.
What a little baby Keen.
And actually, he just left. I don't know where he went. I think he's bailed out on us.
Probably went to go vom.
He hasn't had quite enough yet.
I didn't see him vom on alumni weekend, but I heard he did vom.
Yeah, he likes to talk about vomming, but he's pretty. He keeps it pretty close to the vest when he actually does it.
I think a good way to describe Keen is never not. Smooth belch, by the way.
Fish.
Nice smooth belch. So how's the southern or how's the West Coast living going?
Oh, hey, Slugger.
It's great.
And
how could it be any better?
Have you started selling gear to yoga women yet?
Tuesday starts on Tuesday.
Are you going to be like, hey, why don't you try on this pair and then give them a bunch of shit that's like too small so that all their like parts spill out and you can see a lot of clev?
That's a Lululemon way, right? To make women feel inadequate about themselves?
Uh-huh.
Wait, what? Lululemon, I thought it was very progressive. They're about making women feel inadequate and, like, not supermodel-y.
But they only make sizes up to, like, basically a medium.
Yeah, only if you're attractive do we make you feel good about yourself.
Keen, how do you know things like this? Have you been being, have you heard some news from...
I've been on the Lululemon train for a long time, Spay.
Keen actually introduced me to Lululemon.
Yeah. I've been an early adopter.
Have you been like...
You know, that's what us successful young professionals do. We wear overpriced yoga clothing.
Are you like, Lululemon lemonade, around the corner fudge is made. I think that should be a good slogan to get people to come into Lululemonade.
That's going to get you promoted, Ogle.
Mm-hmm.
So we were over in the vicinity of Lululemon a couple days ago, but Ogle opted to purchase the new iPad.
Yeah.
Within minutes of it being available to the general public.
Yeah. Well, I was going to go back later, but Keen could not stand for me to wait.
So right. We waited in line early in the morning. It was frigid out, and Ogle came out with being at least in the top 15 of Encinitas people with having the iPad, whatever number this is.
It was a frigid 58 degrees.
Yeah. Why is it frigid? I thought San Diego never has frigid weather. I thought it was perfect. Perfect weather
I know.
All the time. Yeah. How do you even
I'm
live
telling
in
you,
that time?
I had to wear. I was wearing mesh shorts, but I had to wear a hoodie when we were out. It was very cold.
Hey, Peen, do you know what the temperature was this weekend out here in D.C.?
Probably awful.
High 60s, motherfucker.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was. Look
I was
it up.
Watching the. I was watching the dumb Poopskins game, and I could clearly see the frigid, awful wind blowing through there, and everyone was wearing down jackets. And I saw a picture of
Harkus?
Of old Tommy Trentman wearing a sweater. He was layering. He had to layer.
Listen, people wear sweaters because sweaters are nice. I'm talking about...
Harkus sent me a selfie of him and Tom at the Redskins game today.
Who did?
Harkus.
Doink.
Doink is in town?
Yes.
Oh, and he didn't call Spade.
What an asshole. I'm done with
him. Oh, boy.
He's been ignoring me for like 5 years.
And he's Northern Virginia hanging, clearly, with Trentman.
He's in Alexandria. I'm in Arlington.
Just drive down. Just get Uber down to Alexandria right now.
No, fuck him. I'm done with Doink.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead to me.
Hey, let's literally make him dead.
Let's fucking kill Harkus. Yeah.
That's fine, Spay. You can just keep counting down the days until the fantastic West Coast meetup, which is literally under 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, Ogle and I were texting, and I think maybe we'll just hang out in the parking lot for that USC Trojans game.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Just bring plenty of booze, and I think it'll be fine.
I'm not going to bring the booze on the plane. First of all, they make me throw it out. Gazoon type over.
No, we can only drink East Coast booze. Because it doesn't catch up for you for 3 hours after you drink it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm bringing a bunch of Schaefer's and Genesee.
Ooh, Genesee Cream Ale?
Genesee Red.
Ah, no, get the Genesee Cream Ale. It comes in a 30-pack.
All Genesee comes in fucking cube.
Yeah, get the Classy Cream Ale.
What is Genesee?
Oh, it's New York and New Jersey's terrible piss beer.
Gross.
Like local piss beer.
It's like a Syracuse, Rochester beer.
Yeah.
Are you flying direct, or do you have a layover somewhere, Spay?
Erect.
I'm flying a nice erect flight. Well, I have a speaking engagement, like I've had many times before.
Right, you're going to L.A. Are you connecting, or are you flying direct, or are you connecting like a savage?
DCA to LAX, my man.
Oh, direct.
Mm.
That's how they treat very important people.
Yeah, it was pretty cheap, and the company's paying for it, so I don't give a mother fuck. So I'm just going to go fly direct.
Yeah, take that, bosses.
I probably could have finagled a business class seat.
Right, but you care about the well-being of the company.
No, not at all. Yourself. That's what I'm saying. I'm done with this company. No, they're all right. I have a new boss now. It's good. He actually is in the D.C. area. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, I mean, they're paying you literally.
40 million fucking Deutschmarks!
I know, and I asked them to pay me in Deutschmarks, too, even though it's a currency that hasn't been traded in, 15 years. But
yeah.
I requested it specifically, and they said, we can dig up some Deutschmarks, some convertible Deutschmarks. They did call it that. I called it that as well, and they were like, we agree with you. So, I'll be able to convert them, so I'll have some hard currency.
Yeah, and then you were all like,
time to pay the fiddler, whore!
Exactly. And I paid the fiddler, and then the fiddler is going to take me from the nearest airport all the way to the Los Angeles airport.
Yeah. Did you secure your train transportation from... Union Station, home of Christopher Walken's greatest film, down to Encinitas.
Shine Man, now you forgot. Yeah, Nick of Time was filmed in Union Station, but I'm pretty sure they're not going to sell out tickets to Encinitas from LAX.
I don't know. Friday night, a lot of people coming down for the nightlife.
How many people are going from Los Angeles?
So many. So many people, Spence. People are desperate to get out of that cesspool.
The outer suburbs of San Diego.
You've been to L.A. It's a horrible place.
Literally fives of people.
Yeah.
I bet I would be able to get my own row, just stretch out, and just fucking chill and Candy Crush the shit out of some.
Well, are you going to splurge for the extra $11 for a luxurious business class seat?
I don't think so, Keenan. Like, I don't see how...
Because you are a successful businessman.
A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind... Cheerful, brave, clean, reverent, and frugal. And I'm not going to spend the extra money when I don't need it. I can stretch out on two whole seats.
That's fine. Sure. I guess if steerage class is fine for you, enjoy.
Steerage? I don't even know what you're talking about. How many smooth belches have we had? That's like 12 smooth belches already.
Yeah.
We're a belchy group.
We may be setting our smooth belch record.
So we're doing a shortened episode, yeah, because hopefully we can tape another episode for next week,
mm-hmm.
Ahead of time with Andrew Juge, who keeps avoiding us.
Why don't we just make that a bonus episode?
Bonus!
Well, I can't record next week. I'll be busy.
You can't record Tuesday when we have to record...
Oh, no, I can do Tuesday recording for next week. I cannot do, I can't record next week.
Why can't we just have a bonus episode?
Bonus!
Why can't we just do a bonus on Tuesday?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We can do a bonus, but I can't tape next week, so it'll end up being not a bonus.
So why do we have to shorten this episode? We have
bonus.
We got gold.
Well, you know, we got a lot of stuff to go. We've got a lot of stuff going on over here, Spay.
Oh, what happens? What happens in 30 minutes when this episode has to end?
I don't know. I might have to dump. I've got some Far Cry Blood Dragon to be playing.
I've literally dumped 3 times today. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I actually have also dumped 3 times today. Now that I think about it.
Hey, when are the dumb Giants playing?
They've cruised into this bye week on a 2-game winning streak.
Bye week, okay.
Yeah, no big deal. They're just 2-0 in their last 2 games. They're just
Keen has so many emails from clout.com.
Oh yeah, look, our score keeps going up.
How's our clout doing?
I mean, this is actually a testament to Spay because it's his basically his personal account. But
yeah, I locked you out.
Oh, that's a negative trend. You are hurting. You're down to 32, Spay.
No, that's a Padres jagoff.
Oh boy, that's Padres jagoff.
All right, log out.
All right, let's see.
Log back in with.
Why is it automatically? The tweeter is logged in.
Yeah.
You're on a downward spiral.
It corresponds pretty closely with...
I haven't tweeted in like a month.
It corresponds with baseball season being over.
So clearly these are people that are not actual Padres Jagoff fans. They're just fans of the
Padres. What's the password to the Padres Jagoff or to the House Podcast Twitter account?
Oh, that's for me to know. I tried letting the Padres...
Yeah, we obviously can't say it on the broadcast, otherwise stupid Vita's going to get a hold of it.
No, I tried letting Pal's Podcast be open source, and then...
Speaking of big dumb oafs, I trolled Vita pretty hard on Facebook Messenger today.
Seriously, what is the password for the tweeter? Hey, Spay, can you go ahead and tweet us the password for the tweeter?
I don't think so, Keen. You gotta check out clout by Andrew Hughes, one of the leading cloutmen of all of the internet. I changed it. Now it's not. You can't get on that.
Yeah, fine. I'll get it.
How are you gonna get it?
Oh boy,
it's coming, Spay.
All right. Good luck.
Wait, did you change the email to spayandrew@gmail.com?
It changes it all. It's all me now.
Oh, dick. Hey, can you just text it to us so I can check our clout?
I don't think so. I'll check our clout.
Yeah, fine. Check our clout.
More like my clout.
Oh.
I'll check it later. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, Christ. Hey, what happened to the Billy Joel also? It doesn't sound like Billy Joel.
This is Got You Where I Want You.
It looks like on September 26th, Pal's Podcast engaged with the update you shared on Twitter.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, what do you guys think about getting a couple Pal's Podcast brands, like on our arms?
Oh, some brands?
Yeah.
Can we do it with coat hangers?
Nice, puffy brands. Real, like, boss. Baller
spot. I'll go third. I'm in, and I'll go third.
Got you where I want you.
I think that'd be fun for all pals to get.
I think we should go to karaoke with the K-Man where he's going to sing this song because it says this is his favorite. And then we should get some nice puffy, we should blow up our shoulders with some real gross scars that say PP for Pals Podcast. You know, it's an idea. Just mull it over.
What's the score of that game, Keen?
Tied into overtime.
Oh. Hey, Peen, what the fuck is up with your Bolts today?
Yeah, I know. They blew it.
Blew it terribly.
At halftime, I was all ready to start making fun of Weigel, and I'm glad that I held back.
We teased that. Let's call Weigel while we still have time before Keen has to go take a dump.
Do we have to talk to Weigel?
We need to know how his celebrity golf tournament went.
Fine. Call Weigel.
All right. David Wiedner... calling him now.
I'm already bored.
Ooh, Justin Blackman entering rehab facility.
Yeah, well, he got suspended for violation.
What's the deal with this NFL bullying allegation? So one player bullied another, and they're...
Oh, I thought you said bowling. I was like, I didn't realize there was a rule against bowling.
No, so apparently...
Hold on, save that thought. Weigel's about to pick up. Or probably not.
Well, this is the classic bit.
Yeah.
Just call Weigel and have him not answer.
It's good. Hey, this is Dave. It's about to happen. Come on, Weigel. What are you doing? Drink boating? Again?
Or boat drinking, maybe?
Hey, this is Dave's target.
Oh, no. He's... Wait. Hold on. Answer.
At the tone.
Oh, nope. That just means his machine was on. All right. Well, that was another great segment of calling Dave Weigel and him being a jerk and not answering his goddamn phone.
So there was a... The story is that a bunch of Dolphins offensive linemen went up to this one Dolphins offensive lineman,
yeah,
and said, "Hey, come sit with us at lunch." They all went and sat down. He came and sat down, and as soon as he sat down, they all got up and left.
That's a good bit, classic bit.
And then he left the team because he was damaged his psyche.
Right, and now they're making out to be that the other players are the guilty ones, and not Jonathan Martin being a total zilch.
You mean that?
Yes? Right, yeah, because they bullied him. Yeah, and bullying is a hot topic these days.
I call that pranking, and pranking is hilarious. We've all seen the Jackass movies.
Yeah, of course. Bay, are you going to go see Bad Grandpa?
Speaking of Bad Grandpa, we were going to go see that on Saturday afternoon, and then Keen decided that his burrito was too heavy, and so he changed his mind.
I wasn't feeling it.
Did you sigh heavily, Keen?
I do that all the time.
After I had taken a test and finished it early to get home in time to watch.
I wanted to pursue my adventure race. That was my number one plan for the day.
You know, I don't have a job, and I was taking a test
to
try to get a job.
You do have a job.
I have a part-time
job. That's breaking news also, that you will be officially employed starting on Tuesday.
Part-time job.
Yeah.
Big time.
Nearly full-time.
Nearly. 26 hours.
Possibly 34. Maybe pick up a shifter here and there, and you'll be at full-time.
Yeah, but you'll also be staring at hot babe butts in yoga pants all day.
So yeah.
That's worth
indefinitely.
All kinds of cougs.
Yeah.
That's totally worth it. You'll be checking out hot sliz all day.
Well, yeah.
You'll basically be the MILF hunter at this point.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. Why don't you put a little peen in that Virgine?
Well, I think that's an inevitable outcome of this.
That's a foregone conclusion.
I mean, they don't pay much in money, but they pay a lot in poon.
Yeah. Hey, Spade, we can't, we don't have the rights to that song, so we can't play it on the air.
I'd like to see them try and sue us. Third Eye Blind,
hey,
more like Third
hey,
Eye,
Spade,
hire another
the...
lawyer, you assholes.
Oh, hey, can you stick to the Billy Joel theme? I thought that was a strong strong theme for today.
Oh, Keen, that girl that I like that you don't like?
Who?
My friend from college.
Who, Leanna Thomore?
Yeah. Made out with the lead singer of Third Eye Blind.
That's not hard. Didn't LP do that also?
Oh, really?
Hey, Ogle, I heard that Leanna Thuomer's last name is not actually pronounced Thuomer.
Yeah.
Keen
pronounced about half of his words incorrectly.
It's spelled Thomore. I don't understand what other way it would be spelled or pronounced.
That's how it's spelled, but
yeah.
Frequently words are, this being the English language, frequently words are spelled slightly differently than they're pronounced.
I was talking to Mrs. Orlando Char-Char Binks, and... at alumni weekend, and I was like, "Oh yeah, what are the other thetas are up to?" And then I was like, "Oh yeah, you know Leandra Thuormer." It's like, "No, that's not a person." And then I was like, "You know, Leanna Thuormer," and she's like, "No, Tamir or however it's pronounced."
Tamir.
Tamir.
Please correct me. Oh.
Tomir.
Tomir?
Tomyar.
Anna Tomir?
Tomyar. Tuamya. Either way.
That's fine. I don't actually have to see her now because I'm going to blow off that wedding, I guess.
Yeah, so the best bit of the week goes to Sean Donowski.
Oh, what did you do, Sean Donowski?
So Donowski is, of course, getting married next summer.
Sure is.
And he... So he was, I guess, when Keen was in town.
On the rooftop of 2200 Columbia Pikes Bay.
Yeah, so he basically said, you know, Keen, I'd like to invite you, but I'm just not sure we have enough space.
It's a numbers game.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And so Donowski got in touch with me, probably, I don't know, maybe a week, 2 weeks after that, and said, Keane made the cut, but I don't want to give it to him that easily. Should we, like, should I give him a hard time about it? Of course, I said yes, definitely.
Obvi.
Wait, so why did you let Keane in on this great opportunity for a fun prank? I mean, well, like,
the bit came to fruition.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. The bit played out this week.
So Danowski bullied you, Keane? How do you feel about that?
You know, it was pretty clever. I think they could have had a lot more payoff than they did. Had I planned this, I think it would have turned out much more hilariously.
Well, I think if anybody other than Shaunowski had planned it, it would have paid off better. Because the idea that I had was to not invite Keane to the wedding, but to invite Blair and Sophie and give them a plus one to the wedding.
Wait,
actually, no plus one would have been the funniest.
Who's Sophie? Your other dog?
Yeah.
Yes, future dog.
It's Maggie's other name.
Ugh. Wait, what?
The recently eunuched Maggie.
Oh, Sophie. No, right. Okay.
Yes. She'll be sisters in a way with Maggie, except Maggie's no longer a girl as of Thursday. Yeah. So.
You can't have humans and dogs be sisters and brothers.
Maggie's a smoothie now.
Right, yeah. Maggie's an it.
Did Maggie get murdered? Did you make her?
In the world of Game of Thrones, Maggie would be the one swapping information with people rather than.
She is, yeah.
Guys, spoiler alert, but Robb Stark dies.
We call her Lord Varys.
Guys, spoiler alert, but Daenerys Targaryen has a dragon.
How did that costume go over, Spay?
I didn't get invited to any Halloween parties.
You didn't show up to La Bar and Grill for their big Halloween celebration?
I thought about just walking around with it, but...
What was your Halloween part? What was your...
My costume was a Game of Thrones spoiler, where I just say Jon Snow's mom is Ned Stark's sister. And then the back of the shirt would say, and his dad is a Targaryen. A dead Targaryen. Which you would know if you read Wikipedia as religiously as I did.
Those are real life spoilers, you dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spoiled it.
That's the whole point in the costume.
What an asshole.
Yeah, but it doesn't ruin anything about the show or the book. It
ruins my enjoyment of that whole character, who I hate.
Who, Jon Snow? Why do you hate Jon? You know nothing, Jon Snow. Now eat my pussy.
He's pretty lame. Jon Snow's pretty lame.
No one likes Jon Snow. He's everyone's least favorite character.
Yeah, that was the best spoiler I could think of.
Except for maybe Sansa.
I like Sansa.
Sansa's pretty lame.
Sansa's fine.
You only like Sansa because she's attractive.
She's also
15 years old.
The actress who portrays her is 19, so it's okay.
I just like that Joe Lenore has two cats named Sansa and Arya.
Go Joe.
Oh, that reminds me, Spade, you need to send me over that footage so we can upload that bonus show.
We already played it on the last show.
We only played one part of your three portions of it.
Joe Lenore, who is now pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, that's a little early for that, Ogle.
Oh, is that not?
Spoiler alert!
They're like 9 weeks into it.
Well, they told everybody already.
Either way, there's...
Look, it's out. Our massive audience knows now.
I think they told everybody already. I think you can't hold me to that.
Oh, here's another spoiler alert. Mucho Macho Man, for all of you Breeders' Cups fans, Mucho Macho Man won the Breeders' Cup. And do you know who owns a piece of Mucho Macho Man?
I couldn't be less interested in
No, Spay, who owns a piece?
One of our ones of fans, the K... not the K-Man, but the Plick. Plick. Of New York, of Milburn.
I'm not a fan of Plick.
Why don't you like Plick?
I don't know who he is.
You've
Scott
met him.
Plick?
Who's Plick?
What?
He's the one that would not countenance Weigel's rudeness.
Oh, never mind. He's not the one I don't like. That's Luis.
Right, he went and slept in Luis's house.
Yes.
But no, but Plick's cool. You like Plick.
Yes, okay, I like Plick.
And his folks own a piece of Mucho Macho Man. He won the Breeders' Cup. Spoiler alert, that means big news. I don't know if he still owns a piece of it, but either way.
Let's wrap up this episode.
Why, do you have to take a dump?
No, I'm doing pretty well, actually.
So what's the big hurry?
Seattle ended up winning.
We have lots of...
Seattle won.
That's the point.
We have lots of Billy Joel to listen to.
Yeah, put Captain Jack on, Spade.
Fine, I can do that.
Hey.
I'm telling you, we're not going to be able to. This is never going to. This episode is never going to make it past legal. With all this copyrighted material on it.
I know. General Counsel Dave Weigel is not going to be pleased with this.
Keen, all of it is possible.
Get him on the phone. He's going to reject.
What this album is fucking Captain Jack on anyway?
Greatest Hits album?
The Essential Billy Joel?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Can we get some Uptown Girl, speaking of good Billy Joel songs?
I would play that, but then Gay Peen would be
a... Yeah, how about a little scene from an Italian restaurant?
I don't... You know more about Billy Joel than I do.
Of course I do. He's the greatest musician of our time.
Oh.
You should know. He's Mr. New Jersey, New York, right?
Yeah, he's the one who sponsored Jersey Girls. Jersey Guys, whatever it's called. Hold on, this is a good one.
I don't know what that is. Jersey Guys? Oh, Allentown?
No, this is Moving Fucking Out.
Oh, yeah.
La, 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 la.
Yeah. Everyone loves this song, Keen. La, 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 la. There we go. La, na, 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 na. Keen, what's your song?
Captain Jack.
Ugh. All right, fine. I'll find Captain fucking Jack. I don't see it anywhere. It's not on his greatest essentials.
Here's the best Billy Joel song as far as I'm concerned. All right.
Oh, here.
Hey, pause your business here. Okay, I got it. I'm ready.
Oh, I got it right here. Also, Keen. Whoop.
Oh, River of Dreams.
Is this Bobo music?
It's the best Billy Joel song. Doesn't it make you want to take a lion cub and raise him up into the air?
It's a very good song, though. I agree. Hey, Spay, real fast, what's your elliptical model?
EX57.
EX57?
That's right.
What's the brand? What?
It's an elliptical, Keen.
Yeah, what's the company?
Fucking Horizon.
Hey, can you turn that off? That's awful.
No, you just said it was a great song.
It is a great song. Well, everything by Billy Joel is a great song. Not as great as this song, of course.
This, by the way, is the lamest song off I've ever been a part of.
Man, 7 minutes of greatness. A real crowd pleaser at karaoke.
Wow, Tampa Bay's 0-8. And you're still hanging around.
Living in your one.
Hey, let's all fart.
Last time I tried to fart on command, I almost shit my pants, so I'm going to hold off.
Oh, we've all done that. Come on. Fine.
Did you enjoy the
Saints?
Can you
fast forward to the good part?
It's getting there. Did you enjoy the Saints-Jets game, Spay?
I mean, fucking Vita did.
It's kind of a lose-lose because either Juge is happy or Vita's happy. Exactly. But,
I'd rather Juge be happy than Vita.
In the butt to see everyone. I wanted to
oh, man, here we go. Here comes the great chorus.
You know, the disappointing part about this song is that we could be listening to River of Dreams right now.
Yeah, this is fucking
what a classic.
I would rather listen to Chop Chop ask for some money. Got a little bit of cash for me? Neville Bartos.
I mean, it's no entertainer, but entertainers is obviously the other best one.
If Neville Bartos was here right now, I'd be like, you've got some cash for me, haven't you?
There's no cash. No cash here.
Right? Isn't there no cash? No cash here. All right, you're being really fucking rude. All right, I'm fucking embarrassed, mate.
But seriously, I need some cash, mate.
No, but what I'm talking about is you're going to give me some cash.
We should just play that clip every episode, Spike.
It was probably one of the best.
We just played this song.
That's fine. Now we're getting more entertaining.
This is probably a good entertainer song, but seriously, Neville, Nev, come on.
Hey.
But honestly, hey, you're going to give me some cash.
Okay.
Did I drive him to the hospital? I would totally negate shooting him in the first place.
What am I, mock fucking Medicare Reed? I just shot the bloke. I'm not going to take him to the fucking hospital now, am I? That was one of my favorite bits of all of our podcasts.
All right. Yeah, on, turn that Billy Joel down.
Here. Here's my favorite Billy Joel song. You guys ready for this? Hold on. That's not the one I wanted to play. This is my favorite Billy Joel song.
Definitely not Billy Joel.
Hey, let me turn his mic off, Spay.
You have that power?
No,
we're on the same mic. He would never shut himself off.
I am working on fucking top.
I know. Who listens to this? It's awful. Eric Clapton.
Clapton is God.
Hey, can you turn that down? We have a better thing to listen to.
Neville. Dave.
Yes.
Yeah? Hey, Nev. Oh, hey, you want to give me a bit of money?
Hey, Nev.
Where'd you hear that, mate?
Where'd you get that?
It's just mail. I can collect it now if you like. I think someone's pulling your leg, mate. Someone's pulling your leg, Neville. Someone will pull your other fucking leg in a minute. Now, how much you want to give me? Who do you think you're talking to, mate? Hey? Hey, who do you think you're talking to? I'm Neville Bardos. Neville, you remember that? Where's your fucking memory lapsed, you fucking idiot?
Oh, sorry. What? Sorry, Neville.
Who do you think you're talking to, mate?
What?
Oh, sorry, was I being rude? Yes, mate, you were being very fucking rude. You fucking dickhead. You want to make some money, you make it yourself.
Fucking dickhead.
Get him a drink, Nick. And behave. I said behave.
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 Hey, I need behave.
And I'm only giving a bloody rev up. Neville.
Neville.
Sorry, mate. Where are you?
He's so sad.
Neville.
Neville.
Bloody sorry, mate. I've had a couple of drinks, so I get a bit bloody carried away. I've just been out. Sorry. Had a bit of goey. I don't know who you think you're talking to, mate, but you're being very rude. Do you understand? Neville, show me some respect, will you?
You're talking to Neville Bartus.
You're on the money. I'm fucking rude. Embarrassed, you know? I'm fucking embarrassed.
He's sad. He's sorry.
I'm fucking sorry. Nev, I'm sorry. All right, mate. Apology accepted. Now let it go. Will you relax? Take it easy. Fuck, I'm trying to relax over here.
Everything's cool, guys. Just chill. It's all just relax. Neville fucking.
But seriously, Nev, like, how you holding for cash? I'm a bit bloody broke. Listen, mate.
No.
What are you talking about?
No cash.
Cash. There's no cash here. Here, there's no cash. All right? Cash, no. Robbo? No cash.
Nope.
No cash, buddy.
You check with Robert.
I'll tell you what. You try getting from where you're sitting to the front door. Because I reckon I could shoot you from where you're sitting to the front door. Because that's about as long as you've got to produce some money for me right now.
What?
Give me 20 seconds
now.
To produce some cash, or else I'll fucking shoot you. One, two,
I've got no
three,
cash, mate. Four,
five,
I told you I've got no
cash.
Six,
Jesus,
four,
seven,
eight,
nine,
sit the fuck down.
Listen,
10,
hey,
11,
hey,
12, 13,
14,
15,
stop with the
16,
fucking
counting.
What are you counting for?
Eight. Yep. Neville got it.
Oh. God. What the fuck are you doing, mate? Jesus Christ, relax. He's not your enemy.
Well, he fucking is now, isn't he? Forget the rag, boys. Get the fucking cash, would ya?
Bloody frozen. How long's it going to take to defrost that, you idiot?
He's in a bad way, mate.
You idiot.
What's the matter, Neville? Did you burst your bloody appendix or something? You having a whinge?
Come on, Chopper, we've got to get him to the hospital.
I've had a whinge many a time.
So you took him to the hospital?
No, I didn't take him to the bloody hospital. Now tell me this, right? Why would I shoot a bloke, bang, and then put him in the bloody car and whiz him off to the hospital at 100 miles an hour? It defeats the purpose of having shot him in the first place. What's more, it's bloody insulting. It's bloody insulting. I mean, am I the only bloody standover man in the country who provides a medical plan for some of these characters? Do I look like Mark Brennan, Medicare Reed or something?
He's a
railroad. He's bloody driving.
Standover man. I like that term. I like to be a standover man.
Well, that was another part of our classic chopper segment, Spay.
Hey, with a couple of great. Eric Idle.
What a great Monty Python.
Hey, Monty Python was a shit, and then everyone was like, nerds are no longer cool, and then Monty Python became the super.
Yeah, then all the hipsters started picking up on it.
And when you look on the bright side of
life. But, hey, Spay, are we going to miss out on the Andrew Spay's chopper segment of the show, which fan Joe Vita is a big fan of?
I talked to Joe Vita, and you know what he said about our last episode?
What?
Where we talked about WNL, he goes, good episode, actually listenable this time.
So Vita was telling me that he was actually in Lexington during alumni weekend.
He was a confused man.
Yeah, he said that he was just not interested in hanging out. He was staying in, he didn't stay in Lexington, though. He stayed in Korea, Virginia, which is just a suburb of
Charlottesville, right?
Yeah.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Yeah.
No, he's a big, dumb animal. He doesn't know what he's doing or what he's
doing. Yeah, he said that a car service called Intercontinental Flights took him between Korea, Virginia, and Lexington, Virginia.
I think the name was Intercontinentia Buttocks. Mm.
Weirdo Vita, just out of the blue, Facebook chatted Ogle and was like, hey, you watching the game? That was it.
He was really hoping that we were cheering for the Jets. Oh, yeah. Good one. Really good one.
That's what Vita does, is he goes out of nowhere and just tries to engage people in communication.
And then he got upset when we said, no, we'd rather Juge win. And, we'd rather Juge win. Hey, can you turn that down a little bit?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, come on, Spay. We're professionals here.
Yeah, there. You can play it, but let's at least get some background music.
Yeah, there we go. Right?
There we go. That's perfect.
Oh, smooth, 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 smooth fucking belch. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
How long is this so far?
Oh.
Oh. Getting up to 45 minutes, Bag.
Nice, another smooth belch. I'm telling you, if we try to splice in Juju's shit, all that's going to happen is technical difficulties.
I think we're just going to do two different episodes.
Yeah, we're doing two episodes, Bag. I'll upload this one now.
Bonus.
So we still don't have iTunes yet.
Bonus. It's going to be a bonus.
Palspodcast.tk.
We had a domain name for a while.
Hmm.
Yeah, we've dabbled a bit in domain. I gotta say, guys, we've had some of the best smooth belches this episode than any other episode.
This episode has been magical.
Probably the best smooth belches.
Only the good die young.
Yeah, can you put Scenes from an Italian Restaurant on yet?
We're a little too busy smooth belching to only good dies.
Smooth belches plus Billy Joel.
Only this the is good probably the best young.
This is probably the best episode we've ever done.
Hey Spay, did you get an invite to Sean's wedding?
Of course not.
Oh,
I'm not gonna get to go to Will Young. Every time I see him, I go, "Hey Shanowski, how's the fucking accounting game?" And he goes, "Oh, real good to see you, Spay." Of course I'm not going to get to go. He doesn't like my sarcasm or my face or the rest of me.
It's great because it'll be one last chance to see old Will Young.
Only the Will Young. Only the good, only the good Will Young.
Will's apparently put me on a multi-year embargo.
What's the last time you're...
After the Tumblr that I made.
Only the good Will Young. That's a good one.
The best is, though, his wife is totally cool, so it's no big deal. You can just, you know, talk to her or whatever. Right? Like,
she's actually the one that leads the way of anti-keenness.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, she's not the one that, like, says, like, all right, we'll still hang out and be friends. It's just Will won't talk to you. I will. As his wife, I'll be the one that communicates.
You know you can just click with the scroll wheel to open it in a new tab.
No.
You didn't know that?
No.
Wow.
Try find a link and click it with the scroll wheel. It's awesome.
Sounds like what Keen doesn't know could fill the Grand Canyon.
Oh, boy.
Fill the crush, you Keen.
Man, I got crushed.
He was right-clicking and then having to select from a menu to open it up.
Oh, man. What a
loser.
What a pathetic loser.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Keen. It's 2013. Why don't you go with the new millennium, dude?
Oh, hey.
Oh, crushed again. What song would you like to hear from Billy Joel? I have them all.
Seeds from an Italian restaurant.
That's not good.
Uptown Girl. Uptown Girl. Uptown Girl.
Bottle of Red. Bottle of White.
Scenes from an Italian restaurant is not available.
That's fine. I'll put it on.
Okay. I'm going to go grab another beer.
That's fine. It's 8 minutes long, so we're set.
Great.
Great. Oh,
great.
I've got... Why does an Uptown Girl come on?
Oh, Uptown Girl.
It's a good one.
Oh, finally. Looks like I'm the first... I beat you to the punch. Uptown Girl. Keen's been living in a Mexican world. North Mexico is the same thing as San Diego. Crush you again, Keen. Half Asian. He's been living with his Irish side. Big Mickey's big mouth, cans of beer. Billy Joel will point out that you're on fire. Not metaphorically, I mean, there's brush fires that go everywhere in California. All right, that's all the fake lyrics I got.
Well, you did it today.
Well, that was a good time, pals.
There's a long time before it gets to the actual song, though.
Good. This album is called The Stranger. Is it about a guy who sits on his hand until it falls numb and then jerks off of it?
Take a dip.
It's fairly obvious.
I also need color.
This is obviously the pinnacle of his career.
Get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I.
Blair's asleep with both of the dogs down on his
nice.
Yeah. He's out hard.
A bottle of red, a bottle of whites. It all depends upon your.
This could be our greatest episode ever, Spag.
I don't know. Bottle of red, bottle of white. I could go for some more beers. What time is it? Oh, it's only 7:30. Holy shit. I got plenty of time.
Oh.
Let me tell you about the life of an alcoholic. I can go to work tomorrow. It doesn't matter. Fine.
Nah, no, you're not an alcoholic.
No, I'm going to eat 2 pieces of pizza and drink 4 more beers. No big deal. The best thing is waking up and saying, you know what? Last night was fine. Thank you. Nobody likes pizza.
It's a classic, Spay.
Let me tell you. This part.
What's that, Spay?
For old people. I don't even think my parents would like this one. Cold beer, hot nights,
my sweet romantic teenage nights. Don't worry, there's another 6 minutes left.
Great.
Great song.
Hey, check this one out. Nice little piano.
Ooh, this is Chicago, Spay.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Hey, how's the, hey, can you turn that down for a second, Spay?
Yeah.
How's the Veruca Salt cover band going?
I don't know. Let me check on
it. It sounded like you had a lot of confusion with a lot of horn section players trying to get in on Veruca Salt.
That's exactly what happened. Is a lot of people tried to try out for this band. I'm starting a Veruca Salt cover band.
Is it true that you're going to name the band Veruca Pepper?
I might. we'll and then our fans will be the Peppermen.
I heard a lot of ex-ska band players were trying to apply for the Veruca Salt cover band.
All these trombonists and tubists and saxophonists. They keep trying out. And I'm like, listen, guys, Veruca Salt has no horns. You're thinking of Chicago. You're thinking of the Blues Brothers band. You're thinking of all. You're thinking of marching bands.
Speak.
Yeah. Who are you calling?
Dave Weigel, obviously.
Oh, good.
Hey, you off. Spay, can you pause that so I can play my favorite Billy Joel song?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, you ready? I think this is the best of all Billy Joel songs right here.
Oh, Jesus.
podcastforpals@gmail.com. Is that where our fans can get in touch with us?
Yeah, obviously. We've talked about this.
That's where they can tell us how much they love Jesus is just all right. Man.
That's abysmal, Hogle.
So that's a Billy Joel song, right?
That's not abysmal. It's a good song.
Hey, can you put Chicago back on? The only thing better than a Billy Joel episode is an entire Chicago episode.
I do love Chicago.
Little Peter Cetera. We can't go wrong. Yes.
Wait, what?
I think it's better to Chicago.
What happened?
Which is why I'm such a big Billy Joel fan. Or which is why I'm such a big Doobie Brothers fan.
There we go. Oh, it's Chicago Live. That's why. Fuck this.
Come on, Spay.
It's not my fault. It's this goddamn...
It's obviously your fault.
Fuck it.
I have it here, Spay.
Fuck. I wasn't having any trouble playing...
Go ahead and play it, because Spotify is fucking me right now. It's literally...
Hey, while we're doing this discussion, though, can we... And we it kind of came up when we did our 90s rock...
Yes.
...episode. Can we... Can we agree that, that old music is better than new music?
Definitely.
No.
Like, this is the ultimate old guy argument, but it's fairly obvious with the evidence, right?
Okay,
that
Grandpa.
Old Keen. Music is better. Yes?
No, I disagree, Grandpa Keen.
Third Eye Blind crushes anything today.
That's not how you want to make that argument, by the way.
Yeah, not to just point out how old you are to begin with.
Oh. Yeah, Third Eye Blind and Real Big Fish. That's why all music today
totally.
Is worse than it used to be.
I'm glad you see it my way. Yeah, little Boss Tones.
Oh, the Mighty Mighty Butt Tones.
Yeah, much better than Justin Bieber.
I would actually contend, speaking of Boss Tones, that the band Boston tones. Is better than the city Boston.
But yeah, there's not a lot that's not better than Boston. The band Boston is a billion times better than the city Boston.
All butt tones. Hey, can we put on, speaking of Third Eye Blind, let's put on...
Hey, what happened to Chicago here?
We're just listening to some Doobie Brothers. Chill out.
Nobody wants... That's not even a good Doobie Brothers song.
All right, hold on. Hey.
DC to the punch.
Woo! Woo! Hey, maybe we should just turn this into a multi-hour mega episode of music.
Why not? Why don't you let that play for a sec while I go take a...
A growler?
Here, I got one.
Mick Tarik.
That is a good one.
The best.
Is that Led Zeppelin?
No, Chicago.
Oh, what is it?
You don't know this song?
Chicago, Chicago?
what, the album or the song?
What's the song?
25 or 6 to 4? Wait till it gets to the bridge. One of the best bridges ever. Do you have Juju's phone number?
Yeah.
You want to text him? Tell him we're doing a music episode and we just need him for 10 minutes.
Quick growler, huh?
Okay. Yeah, that was some quick wiping.
Oh, yeah, well, I went really quick. I didn't wipe. I wanted to get back as soon as possible.
I like that devotion.
That's the best way to do it.
You know, I have my priorities, and wiping is one of the first ones that gets cut when I'm in a hurry.
Okay, we can agree that this is one of the greatest songs, yes?
I definitely. This is an excellent song.
How does this compare to Saturday in the Park, though?
Ooh,
you know what it is about why they called 25 or 6 to 4?
Test him.
Queen, do you know why it's called that?
It's what, Saturday in the Park?
No, 25 or 6 to 4.
No, why?
Because they love numbers, and they were just like, let's get as many numbers as we can into the song.
Ugh, turning it back up.
Charlie solo, bro.
All right.
It's actually called 25 or 6 to 4 because it was almost...
It's not quite done with the bridge.
It's almost preemptive. He was writing the song and he was like, I'm getting writer's block. I need to think of something that's almost fucking free. It's 25 or 6 to 4.
Alright, how about you focus on publishing the podcast and let us focus on the music team?
Wait, what? Who's saying that?
It's still going on with the bridge.
We've all been tired of it for a couple of minutes.
Bear, are you tired of this?
I mean, it's a great solo. We all appreciate it. It's almost 3 a.m. That's why I wrote 25 or 6 to 4.
Hold on. Ogle has another mediocre song to play.
Oh, stop. You don't have to poo-poo everything. Is this...
This is much better than mediocre.
Oh, it's Boston.
Hey, do you remember when Devline... Did you ever ride in his Jeep Cherokee in school?
Probably.
And he had no music other than the Boston CD with this or...
Hits that had a mushroom on the cover.
Yeah, but he would only play two tracks. More Than a Feeling.
Boston was interesting in that their Greatest Hits album was almost exactly the same as their first album because they didn't have anything after that.
Right, even the art is the same on the two albums.
Yeah.
It's just slightly different colors, but like substitutes purple for red.
Yeah.
Otherwise, and they substituted one song. I think they had, I think Rock and Roll Band maybe was not on the first album. No, that was on the first album. One of their big songs was not on the first album. Great bass.
This bass comes in and really tells you, now it's time to throw the ball at Beirut. Stop fucking around.
They're just walking right up and down that bass.
This came on all the time when we were playing Beirut in college.
Well, that's Devline. Devline, again, influencing that.
No, but this was also everywhere. Like Wes Keller, the Killer, he was a big Boston fan. He would play this when we would play Beirut.
Everybody with... Only smart people go to Washington and Lee, and therefore only people that go to Washington. Everyone who goes to Washington and Lee enjoys Boston. I think that's the trick.
Yeah, this and Rush were the number one Beirut playing.
Andrew WK was number one by far.
Until Erickson, that jerk, broke all my CDs that I had pledges burned for me because I knew he would break them.
Right, but the glory days of WNL, I equate with listening to Andrew W.K. at Aqua Velvet.
I hope you do, because that's
great. Those are the greatest of times that we have.
Have you seen the commercials for that Pixar movie, Monsters University, where they play Andrew W.K. in the ads?
No, what do they play? Party Hard?
Yeah, and it's weird. It's so weird.
Or we want fun and we want to get wasted.
or how about, I love New York City. Oh, yeah. Big fat titty.
Yeah, and right then Sally Higgins would walk in.
That's cool. That's cool. Sally Higgins was built. You know that.
I like Sally Higgins. She was my freshman FD date.
Yeah.
She faked an injury to save me from hazing.
Did you get to see those big fat titties?
No.
Missed out.
Not like, no. You're the only one in this conversation. There's another 7 minutes of the song, right?
Yeah, hold on.
Lady. Don't worry, I got Cheap Trick here.
Oh, that's a good one.
Anything you do, Gil?
This isn't their best part. It's a good one.
You don't like Dream Police?
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. I said this is not their best, though.
Well, what's better? Cheap Trick has many hits.
Their top two.
I Want You to Love Me?
Yes, is their number one.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it is.
You can tell it's Andrew W.K. because they all sound exactly the same.
Only a first time to get that.
Yeah. They're all awesome, but they do all sound exactly the same.
Don't be ridiculous.
They're all awesome.
Okay, yeah, let me just play this other Andrew W.K. song right now.
Yeah, it sounds totally different.
That's a completely different song. Okay.
What a podcast we've got going.
Oh, yeah.
This is where I wish I had tell you what about daylight savings.
We like and we like what we do.
Weigel is actually really good at saying that when we'd be standing around Aqua Velva, and he would just go, "We do what we like and we like what we do," and then he would kick something.
Yeah, those were the good days, and Weigel wasn't a horrible zilch.
You mean when he wasn't busy trying to relive the slave plantation days of Southern Maryland?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, Andrew W.K., I got a lot of that. It's time to party. I get wet, ready to die. Ready to Die is really good. Check this one out. Hey, pause that for a sec.
Oh.
I guess it's got to download, but it'll show up eventually.
Good thing I paused the music to listen.
Oh, yeah. This song's great.
Yeah.
This is your destiny, and now it's time to pay the price. This was the greatest thing to just put on, and now it's time to get fucked up with alcohol, right?
Well, I don't think I can play Beirut without hearing Andrew W.K. these days.
I get mad when people try to shit on Andrew W.K., and then I'm like, what about this?
Who does that?
Actually, it almost never comes up. But still, he wrote a song called Get Ready to Die, and it's the happiest, funnest song with a great piano part. You know a good song, any song with a good piano part is a good song.
Well, I mean, clearly the best song is We Want Fun and We Want to Get Wasted, I think.
Which one is that one on?
It was on the Jackass movie theme, I think.
Is it on the
soundtrack?
Time to kill again. What's it called? We want to have fun, we want to get wasted.
It's We Want Fun.
Oh, We Want Fun. Now's the time to take your life.
I got it here.
Sorry. All right.
You'll remember it.
I hope so.
Well, it's on YouTube.
You know what else is on YouTube? I can smell it takes a tumble, the best video. I don't know about this one theme. This is not Andrew WK's best.
You say that as if there's even a bad Andrew WK song.
There's not. There's not at all.
Except for his whole second album, which I was very excited for and bought, and then was sorely disappointed by.
Yeah. Big fat titty.
Yeah, I like everything except the premise of that song.
You like everything except the lyrics.
Yeah.
This is the song that would, I think it was like third on the album. This is when Erickson would then pop out the CD and just break
it. And snap it over his knee.
Yeah. Not even over his knee. Just in, you know, just in front of everyone's view. We'd be like, Erickson, this is a perfect song to drink. It's either this or Rush's Chronicles, disc one or two. And he would go, it's not this. Snap in half. And then I go, I had pledges burn 10 copies of this. And then I would just put in another one. Then he would break the whole fucking stereo. Those were good times, though.
Those were the best of times.
I, you know, basically the best times.
I asked the young Pikers if they had heard of Andrew WK, and they had never heard of him before.
Let me know.
Why would they admit to that?
Meanwhile, they were busy sipping on craft beers instead of natural light. In fact, they poo-pooed us walking in with a case of Natural Light and said, ugh, gross.
Yeah, we talked about that last time, about how much...
About how disgusting I find them.
It's pathetic. Like, if you can't crack open 12 Beast Lights and just drink them to get drunk, then you don't belong in college. Like, that thought is too gross to you, then it's like, fuck off, nerd.
Just kill yourself.
Just go jump off the footbridge on the way of a football game, you dork ass.
I think we can agree this is a classic we can all appreciate, though. As we discussed two or three episodes ago.
I'm 100% behind this song.
Ogle, artist?
Wait for it.
Oh. Artist?
Hold on, I'm gonna know it.
Didn't you listen to our 90s rock episode?
No. Hold on. I'll know it as soon as you say it. So just, who is it? Who is it?
Meat Puppets.
No, I was not going to guess that.
Ugh.
Good song.
92.3 K-Rock probably paid them $100 million back in the day or something of that.
Oh, for just overplaying it?
Just for playing it all the time. Them and Soundgarden made the most bang.
Well, at the time, it was a nice alternative to just hearing Nirvana play it all the time. Nirvana and Pearl Jam.
Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and then Use Your Illusions by the Guns N' Roses band.
Yeah.
Hey, let's listen to Get in the Ring. That's one of my favorites. Get in the ring! Get in the ring!
Oh, I thought you had it queued up, Spay.
Oh.
I thought that was going to be a great segue.
Segue?
I would love that.
It didn't turn out that way at all.
A better segue.
I got a song queued up here.
Yeah, play that because this shit is still loading.
Hey, try to have a nice segue like Spay did and leave everyone hanging.
Hey, what about that great song, you know, Genesis?
Hey, hold on a second. I have a great song
queued up. Hey, we've got a little David Weigel on the phone.
Oh, good.
Hello, Weigel.
Ah, Weigel.
Oh, hold on. Let me put the speaker on.
Yeah, why don't you put that speaker on?
Yeah. Hello, Weigel.
Hello, Keith.
Can you hear Spay over the speakers?
Hello, David.
No.
Oh, I...
Can you call Spay?
I can hear him.
Yeah, I'll call Spay.
Well, just...
Yeah, but he can't hear you, Spay.
That's... All right.
Hey, call Spay, Weigel.
Okay, fine, Keith.
Great. Fine. Bye.
I could hear Weigel just fine. What was the big deal?
We should add that Ogle still doesn't have the song.
It's fine. It's a great song.
What is this, Dave Matthews?
No, it's not Dave Matthews.
Sounds like Dave fucking Matthews. Hello, David.
Hello,
Spec. How are you?
Hold on, we're playing a great song. Wait for it.
Hello, Weigel.
Celebrating the Huskies victory.
Yeah, that was really good, and Keen really blew it. Thanks a lot, Keen.
Yeah, what a great Sprouts weekend.
Have you ever heard of a great band called Fleetwood Mac?
Ugh, awful. Turn this off.
Can you hear Ogle and Keen?
Are we playing Fleetwood Mac?
Yes, he is.
Yes, well, mediocre Fleetwood Mac.
Lindsey Buckingham, to be specific, but yes.
Ugh. Is that
able to drink craft beer and listen to soft rock for the 70s?
We played some Chicago earlier.
I mean, Keen does whack me soft all the time.
I'm gonna have another Reese's cup.
Oh, good call.
Which makes like eight for the day.
I'm getting so many requests to be in this band from tubists and saxophonists and trombonists. I've had enough. Any pianists? You know, we need at least one pianist, maybe. Or we could. I would accept one pianist.
Hey, Spade, let's get down to business and find out how the charity golf tournament was, which all of our fans have been on edge waiting to find out about.
Good point. We've been teasing this for a while, David. How many charity tournaments did you win, and what was your final score, and how many signatures from some famous celebrities did you get?
We won all the tournaments.
All right. Now, how was the celebrity golf tournament in real terms?
I wasn't a celebrity, it was a charity golf tournament.
Ugh, that's even worse.
How much money did you raise?
We raised literally thousands of dollars.
And what disease did you cure?
Cancer.
I find that highly dubious.
So you guys raised about $1,500, so cancer is kaput these days, yes?
No, it was probably tens of thousands.
I have strong doubts it was over 10,000.
Oh, boy.
I believe it was over 10,000. I would say 16,000.
Okay, now what did that $16,000 do besides pay for some new Bunsen burners?
Well, $10,000 is like 7% of the entire gross domestic product of Calvert County. I strongly doubt it was they raised that much money.
I'll get the numbers and fax them to you, pal, so you can.
Yeah,
I'll give you my fax number. And the other thing is. After how many people foregoed ankle tattoos for this celebrity? Ankles, they had to get ready. They had to not get the tattoo that they wanted for this celebrity golf tournament to happen, correct?
Probably tramp stamps had to be foregone.
What kind of alcoholic beverages were served at the celebrity golf tournament in Copper County?
Bloody Marys, Bud Light, Bud Diesel.
Whoa, Bud Light and Copper County? Yeah. Now, what did people do? Did they rub their eyes and they go, whoa, Bud Light, are you kidding me? Or were they like, yo, is that, you spelled Bohemian Light wrong? Like, how did that go?
Neither.
Did they just, how many were drank, maybe? Perhaps.
Probably all of them.
Every Bud Light?
So,
all of the beer stuff.
You heard it first.
Did Dr. Weigel participate?
Yeah, he did.
What was his score?
I don't know.
Who is better at golf, the younger or the elder David Weigel?
There's no elder David Weigel.
Whatever, you know what I mean?
I'm better.
Oh, now...
Oh, man, your dad must be awful at golf.
Wouldn't you be like, I know how to take care of this problem. I'm a surgeon. And just slice your Achilles right off? But then, what do you stop him with your lacrosse stick, with your nub?
Okay, well, I'll just see one of these.
Yeah, I totally.
You probably have those...
I got that Guinness in there. Were you getting the Guinness?
Hey, guys, we're having a fucking...
Hey, we're getting BrewDog, Spay.
Hey, chill, Spay.
Yeah.
Hey, Weigel, you missed out on a fun time with pals, though.
Yeah, why didn't you go down to Alumni Weekend, David?
I told you, I was playing in the Celebrity Charity Golf Tournament.
Why didn't you skip it?
Right.
When I make commitments, I honor them.
No. Yeah, but it's an unimportant, stupid commitment.
That's right.
What's that? I didn't hear the question.
It's an unimportant, stupid commitment. There was no question. It was just a.
Right.
It was just a statement.
I'm sorry that I care about charities.
You could just give money and then be done with it and not have to be show up your dad at golf.
Right, it's a commitment only faggots would be interested in.
Oh, well, there's that. There's also that.
What is team
I'm not going to repeat it.
I said it's a commitment only faggots would be interested in.
He said one of those words that you're not supposed to say anymore. You're familiar with
like
those.
Like Redskins?
Yes, you shouldn't say that anymore, David.
You missed old Jesse McGuire also, who was very cross that you weren't there. Old house dad Jesse McGuire.
He was like, I left a late plate out for David in the milk refrigerator. Why didn't he enjoy my late plate? And then everyone's like, hey, Jesse, why don't you grow some weed out in the mountains? Stop bothering everyone.
Hey, guys- Actually, we no longer have a milk refrigerator. We lost that privilege.
Juge was going to come on, but then Keen scared him off with his coarse language.
Keen, that's very rude of you.
Yes, I'm aware. Well, you know, I had a fun time with me and Orlando. Just us. Just us two.
Yeah, there was a shitload more betas, except you guys are normally the biggest fraternity supporters ever. And then there was like 10 betas.
Hey, Spay, come on. Big, important Calvert County charity golf tournament. You can't compare the two.
That's a good point. When there's an important charity golf tournament in the dong of Maryland, Maryland's dong.
You're supposed to drink it out of the can.
The game seems very salty tonight.
Well, because you're...
Maybe because I flew out to Washington, D.C. to be met with no face other than Mike Orlando.
Wait, is Weigel still on the call?
Yes.
Ugh.
All right, pal. This interview's over.
Well, Weigel, what do you feel about Keen flying 14,000 to 15,000 miles from California to come to DC, and then no one is there from his fraternity except Michael Orlando?
Other than the obvious statement it makes of my general affluence,
right? Other than the fact that he flew 30,000 miles just
on a whim, I flew first class.
He flew 50,000 miles first class. Just to go to WNL's homecoming, and there's no one else in his fraternity except for one.
I don't think I ever told him I was going.
No, but so. Why wouldn't you live very close to WNL, and Keen flew 100,000 miles just to see
yes, his fraternity. Just to hang out with my good pals.
His fraternity bros that went through pledgeship together. They got hazed as one.
Yes, I wanted to see Pledge Butterball.
And you denied him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't have a bad pal.
Bad pal indeed.
Yeah, I hope you get AIDS.
All right, pal.
All right, goodbye, David.
Goodbye, David.
Well,
notice that I did.
Wow,
not...
that was a fruitful discussion for everyone.
Notice that I did not say goodbye, David.
You really showed him.
I withheld my goodbye.
Blair still sleeping?
No, she woke up.
Okay.
Well, it's good to know that David was interested in you flying 200,000 to 300,000 miles just to go to Pica.
Right. You're about to make the same voyage, Spey.
Yeah, but I'm doing it because I have a speaking engagement for work.
And you're flying in coach. You're flying in steerage.
I know. I might as well just be Steven Seagal and grab onto the wheel as it goes up into the wheel thing.
Agreed.
Yeah. And just stay the entire trip out there. It's only, what, like 4 hours in a plane? 3 hours?
5 hours.
What?
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm not going.
Where are you staying, Spey?
Only the fanciest hotel in all of D.C. I mean, Los Angeles.
Right, where? The Comfort Inn Pasadena or something?
The Sofitel or something like that.
Oh, Sofitel. It's a classic 3-star establishment.
Well, you know what? Why don't you just get in the ring?
That doesn't make sense, Bay.
Well, it would if this didn't start...
Are you going to go try to hang out with Jason Lax during your work evening?
Hey, why don't you get in the ring?
Oh, that was a segue.
Yes. Yeah. Of course it was a segue. I still need to call Jason Lax.
Yeah, so are you going to try to hang with him over the work nights that you have?
I'd be happy to. I'm getting in Tuesday night. I was going to walk around, see the stars.
You're at the Sofitel?
I think so.
What, Beverly Hills?
Yeah, it's in West L.A. or whatever.
Ugh, lots of gays there.
This sounds like more fabulous time for me, then.
Oh, this is pretty nice, Bay. 8555 Beverly Boulevard.
Yeah.
Luxury hotel, Los Angeles.
About 2:30 a night.
Actually, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Guess how much I'm paying out of my pocket.
Zippy.
That's right, Zilcho! Nothing, damn.
Take that, employer. Oh, you're right next to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Hospital of the Stars.
Maybe I'll get some work done while I'm there.
Are you going to go to a taping of Price is Right? I see CBS Television City is just down the road.
Yeah, I've already got tickets.
Yeah.
Or maybe the Letterman show.
Yeah, so Jason lives and works nowhere near you, actually.
Yeah, but Manhattan Beach isn't far.
You're close to
Santa
Monica.
Well, it's not close.
You're just right
as
down...
As you can see here, Ogle, Manhattan Beach is down here.
Yeah, you're just right down the two from Santa Monica.
It's an $80... Beach. It's an $80... No, it's actually it's over $100 Uber ride from there.
Whatever. I'm going to go to the Valley and hang out with some Valley.
Have you gotten one?
You're already in the Valley, basically.
No, Valley's on the other side of the mountains, Keen.
You're basically in the Valley.
Keen, there's mountains in the way. I have to go over the 501 into the mountains, past the 11, into the 16.
Hey, you're going to go... Are you going to go to Adam Carolla's house?
Obviously, I'll put it...
You're very close to North Hollywood right now.
Why wouldn't I go to North Hollywood then?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Where's the sign? Where's the Hollywood sign?
Hollywood sign is...
on the mountains. I'm below the mountains.
In the valley?
Hollywood. It's right here.
Antagonize me, motherfucker. Get in the ring.
Who is this?
You'll, of course, remember this from GTA 5, over the Hollywood Bowl Overlook.
Yeah, yeah.
And then these windy roads up to the park.
Oh, yes. You didn't know that was... what's his name? Axl Rose calling out Gucci from Penthouse.
Gucci Bang?
Calling him, telling him to get in the ring, motherfucker. And kick his Gucci little ass.
Well, and Venice is right here, too.
Yeah. What band is that?
Vespucci. Vespucci Beach.
I don't know. The band that Axl Rose is the lead singer for? I forget their name.
Hey, let's wrap this up.
Buckethead?
Yeah.
Oh, Keen heard that Blair's awake, so he needs to go now.
Well, I've got a growler brewing right now.
Keen, I'll tell you what.
Is that going to be your third of the day or just your second?
My second of the day. Yeah. I like to conserve them for maximal...
Now that I've had two more slices of pizza, where should I go for my nightcap?
What, for booze or for food?
I'm out of booze in the house.
Oh, well, I mean, is there any question? I regret not going to LABG all the time when I lived there.
So William Jeffries is the right answer.
Well, to pick up some babes.
Yeah, there's much better females. But William Jeffries has their shitty live band music all the time. I hate it.
Even on Sundays?
Sometimes.
Yeah, go to LABG, Spay. You can get a nice spot at the bar. You're a regular now, so.
Maybe I'll see.
Maybe Kyle. Kyle will talk to you.
Kyle or Joel is the other guy. I like Joel.
Yeah. You know, there's a football game on right now, so it'll be a fun time.
Hey,
who are the teams playing in the match right now?
Yeah, who are the football squads?
What's the matchup of the two footy men?
Let's see. Ugh, I see the Patriots won. Seattle won.
The Jets won.
No. It looks like we're looking at the Colts and Texans.
Well, that sounds true.
Oh boy, I just got the hiccups like a motherfucker. So.
It could be worse. Spay, I don't even know why there's even a question. I don't know why you're not already at LA Bar and Grill.
Because I'm dedicated to this motherfucking podcast.
I mean, we're producing a lot of footage here. We're at an hour and 21 already.
It's not footage. It's airage. It's
airage.
Audio.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
All right, fine. Let me get to the right bit.
Well, we did it.
Well, guys, I think we did a good job here. Maybe next Tuesday we'll have a bonus episode with Andrew Juge, except he's a little busy with all those extra kids he's got.
Also, we're fairly certain that Juge's wife's nipple is on Facebook also.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm pretty sure I noticed that.
Why, did you notice the same thing?
I mean, I wasn't looking for it, but it was like, oh, nice.
Well, it kind of pops out at you.
Well, yeah. The baby's face is right next to it, and then you're like, is that a shadow or like a nipple?
It's a jumper, yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's clearly a nipple. And the best part is that Juge replied to all the no one out of the 60 comments had the decency to say your wife's nipple is on Facebook. And then Juge replied to everyone with, thanks, guys. Baby's doing fine. And then that's it.
And then nobody said anything and he didn't acknowledge the fact.
Yeah, and in fact, by commenting on it, it actually re-brought it up on people's feeds. So yeah. It made it to the top of my Facebook feed again.
And he posted the same picture on Twitter also.
Yeah, just a nipple. Basically,
you guys wouldn't know that since you're blocked.
It's like the red light that's blinking on an airplane when it's flying over. It's just blinking at you when you load up the page.
It's like Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld, right?
Yeah, it's exactly like that. I think this will be a key topic of discussion on Tuesday.
I'll let you bring it up.
It depends on how drunk we are, I think.
Well, hopefully very.
Well, I'll let you bring it up. I would give the benefit of the doubt to the shadow. If
is that a not appropriate topic of conversation?
I don't know. What if you accidentally posted a picture when you guys and then there's Blair's nip or whatever?
Yeah, I would probably delete it. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would hope that someone would be like, "Hey, Blair's nipple's on Facebook. Well, literally thousands of people are looking at it."
Well, why didn't you say that to Jews then?
I don't use Facebook. I avoid the use
of Facebook.
You
saw it on Facebook and you're like...
I consume information from Facebook, but I do not contribute anything.
Yeah, but you have his phone number. You could text him a message, right?
Yeah, well, he rudely rebuffed us today for coming on the show. That's why we were trying to get him on as a guest today.
Did that happen before or after you saw his wife's nipple on Facebook?
Well, we all saw the nipple on Thursday.
So wouldn't it be nice if someone told him, like a good friend of his?
If it had... I'm going back and looking at how he rebuffed us. It wasn't
nipple related.
All he wrote
is
"can't right now." Period. That's not very friendly. So after I saw that, I decided the nipple should be out there for posterity.
And this is a thought that you were considering telling him for like 2 days before he rebuffed. 3 days before.
It's really awkward. It's a very awkward discussion.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, that kind of stuff happens once you have, like, kids and stuff. Like they breastfeed all the time, and then it's really awkward.
Who takes pictures of that and posts it, though?
Well, nobody.
Maybe you should just send them a message.
Well, I had a conversation with this dude that's friends with Jason from college, Nate Hare. He played basketball at USC, but his wife just gave birth to their first kid.
Yeah.
Their mom taped it. Taped the entire thing. Oh. Digitally. Like, who... I mean, your brother or sister or whoever has kids, right, Spade?
Yeah, both my
brothers. Did they videotape it?
No, like of a kid coming out of the pussy and just blowing it up?
Right, yeah. Ugh. I don't understand.
I remember watching that in like 8th grade health class.
Yeah.
And being totally disgusted by women for a year
after.
You didn't
have to watch that?
No, I watched the video where they had a camera in the vagina where it would watch it shoot sperm into the cervix.
Yeah, but that's all just like, that doesn't, there's no context for that.
No, like, that's called pornography.
Yeah, it was awesome. I put that right in the spank pan.
We're talking about the baby's head just blowing up a vagina. Like,
I'm aware. I'm not going to look. I'm not going to videotape it for sure.
Yeah, it basically like, this is attractive. This is attractive. This is super sexy.
And then
bam!
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't get the I always question this, like when you're at a, like when you're in Istanbul, Spey.
Yes.
You know, a popular tourist location. Were there Japanese tourists there?
No, I didn't see any.
Have you been to a tourist location when Japanese tourists, where they insist on videotaping everything?
Yeah, it's called Washington D.C. right on the mall.
Yeah, yeah, D.C. works. Who goes back and watches those 10 hours of footage?
Oh,
like no one ever actually goes back and looks at it,
no,
right?
No. Well, they have to. They go back and edit it.
They never don't. Steve Spey has stacks of videotapes that he's never
volumes of them. Right.
Every second family... that the Spey brothers have participated in any sport, even JV lacrosse or whatever, there is on tape that no one is ever going to see again. You can just burn those tapes.
There's hours of me playing soccer.
Yeah.
And nobody's ever going to watch them. There's no point in ever going back to see it. So
yeah.
That taken to an extreme is the filming of a baby being born out of a vagina.
Right. Like nobody needs proof that you were born. Like everyone just takes...
The proof's sitting right there already.
Right. That you exist.
There's no need for video evidence.
Maybe when robots and you have like robots that are like super, super human-like, like super robots... But until then, we'll just assume that anyone that speaks and that is a human was born out of a pussy. We don't,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't need proof of the head crowning and just taking a nice little slit that looked a good looking sliz and just and just ripping it open and with the head just charging out of that vagina.
Never be the same.
It just ruins that match forever. That said, there are tons of hot chicks. With kids, at like
they all just have messed up vaginas.
Well, yeah, I'm aware of that, Spade. Your Tinder account has been getting a lot of MILF attention lately, actually.
Well, I noticed that. Well, not that specifically, but if you've ever watched a BYU football game, in the stands is nothing but 22-year-old chicks with like 3 kids that are all hot.
Right. Well, I mean, they start giving birth at 18.
Exactly.
They're like Philip Rivers. They save themselves until marriage, and then once they get married, you know, they go.
Yeah.
They go all out.
God hates condoms, and then
yeah, they do.
And then they're like 18 years old. They're betrothed to some other douchebag, and then they start like boning, and then next thing you know, like little kids have just been like just diving through like a water slide and ripping open this nice little curtain of, you know, private parts and just crushing it. And it's, yeah, I don't know, it's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, well, sounds like Ogle's ready for another drink.
I got the hickeys.
Sounds like we can really wrap up this episode, Spade. We have 90 minutes. I would say that this may even qualify as a bonus episode.
Bonus! And we'll see you next Tuesday so we can talk to Juge and Keen can bring up some nice uncomfortable moments on Facebook.
Well, I was hoping you would do that, Spade.
No, not me.
Why?
That's your job.
Well, I would volunteer to do it, but you guys are the hosts, so I don't...
There's really no way to do this, though. It'd be like if you told Erica Riesbeck that you saw her nipples on Facebook. There's no way to say that.
I would tell Dan. Dan drove me to Lexington.
Oh, right. Yeah, hey, real quick. Can we get to your fun trip to Lexington this weekend?
Yeah, I'll recap it as quick as possible. I woke up at 7, Ubered to the train station at 7:30, took the train at 7:45, made it to Richmond at 10, Dan drove me all the way to Lexington. We had a nice meal. I paid for his gas, bought the...
Where'd you have a nice meal at? At Crystal Kitchen?
No. At a real restaurant. It was someplace in Lexington.
Right? Lexington Family Restaurant?
No.
Redwood Family Restaurant?
Southern Inn.
Gross. It was by the Southern Inn. It was by the new walk... The old Wilson Walker house was just now McAdoo's.
Oh, McAdoo's. You went to awful McAdoo's?
McAdoo's is great.
No, we didn't actually go there. We went next door. There's a place called, like, the Lexington Brunch or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
It was fine. I had a fucking rap. I
can't believe you chose that over Crystal.
Was he mad that you cheated him out of McAdoo's?
Out of a nice Crystal Kitchen meal?
No, it was Dan's choice. I was paying him for the ride, so I got us lunch and his gas. Man.
Just think of the Crab Rangoons you missed out on.
Way to go, Dan.
I can get Crab Rangoon literally...
Not of the quality of Crystal Kitchen, Spade.
Where do you think Crystal Kitchen gets it? It comes in a fucking bag that they put in the freezer.
Yeah, well then find me those bags, because I'll buy a metric ton of them.
I just ask Crystal Kitchen, they'll tell you who...
As opposed to an Imperial?
No, it's a trade secret. They're not going to share that with me.
It's not a fucking secret.
Also, I need gallons of their General Tso's sauce.
Chinese restaurants are not a secret. All it is, the only way they make money is that they pay their employees nothing because they're relatives. That's the only trick.
Yeah, well, how come Hunan was so much worse than Crystal Kitchen?
And
Hong Kong.
Because there's plenty of variation amongst...
They just didn't get their crab
rings. The Asian restaurants. I'm saying Chinese restaurants, though, they're good. There's the reason why there's no chain, there's the reason why there's no fucking 7-Eleven of Chinese restaurants is because they flaunt labor laws.
Their Rangoons were totally different at the other one, Spade.
Okay, fine. Then they were good.
I wonder about Hunan number one that they or Hunan number one was the Arlington restaurant. Hunan Garden was the one that
served underage.
They had really excellent. Their volcanoes were really good.
Yeah, they excelled at any kind of liquor for.
Yeah.
You know what I would like to see? I would like to see a cross between a Chinese restaurant and Hooters. So that when I eat General Tso's chicken at the restaurant and drink a beer and watch sports, I can also see nice, big, fat titties and cleavage. Maybe there's a market for that, I'm thinking. They don't have to be Chinese waitresses, but it would be nice to see Asians with big boobs.
I think it's about time we wrap this up.
You know, just think.
Before this gets too misogynistic.
Just thinking out loud. No. I'm not misogynist. I love the ladies.
Yeah, you just love staring at their chest.
Yeah, ironic, the last thing I just said. You didn't get me.
And only you only like them for their large chesticles.
No.
That's fine.
No.
I think it's just time to wrap this up. Before this gets too ugly.
I agree that you really did it, Spag.
Oh boy.
Listen.
I hope we don't
all have the lady listeners out there right now.
I hope we don't
man,
have.
Man, I hope this doesn't reach Space Tinder, because it's really gonna hurt.
All those hot babes out there, you know what I mean.
This is gonna be tough. I feel like we're gonna lose all of our female audience.
Alright, I'm playing the rapid song. The podcast is over.